We, the SLIO, have released 15 prisoners of war from the Apoel state in the Greater Upper Nile. There were 26 in number, but 11 decided to stay behind because of fear of persecution. So we released the 15 to go and get reunited with their families. We hope they'll be given the opportunity to stay with their families so that they're not persecuted. Because when someone just comes from prison like that, he is confused. So we need some help. So we are complying right now with the signed cessation of hostility article, complying 100%. So we also request the government to help also by complying and releasing some prisoners of war who are there and the political detainees that are with them. All we want is for them to go to their families to show a sign of or a gesture of peace.
And do you have more prisoners of war, or these are all that you have in your ranks?
We are receiving information of other prisoners of war in other areas, and very soon we may also release them from the Equatorial region. So we cannot say it's over, and as long as the government continues attacking us, I think we continue having some more.
As we continue with the cessation of hostility agreement that was signed, if I may ask, you are releasing these people. What in turn do you want?
We don't want anything in turn, because what we want is the peace to come to the country. It is what our civilians want that is very important right now. Our civilians are suffering. They want peace to come to the country. And what that thing that they want is what we, the SLIO, right now want. The government showing at least a feeling of by allowing whoever they have, whoever they hold, whoever they are holding currently to be released, free to go to their family. That's not our demand, but that is our request. Because we know when you say demand, you put in condition, which is not right. That is our request. Then we sign an agreement with them together. They should also comply in their part. By them signing the agreement, it shows that they're also feeling the pain. And this was released. But if they're not releasing, that means they're playing around with us. They do not want the peace to come. And if they're playing with us, they're not playing only with us, the IO. They're playing with us with the needs like those who are suffering in the country. So we are not demanding for anything, but we are requesting the government to also comply. Time has come for us to show that we really want peace to come to this country. So we, the SLIO, are calling even the government to show a gesture of peace. The civilians need to go back home. People can continue suffering in this foreign country throughout. You know, even the displaced camp, people are dying every single day, hunger, being killed, sickness. For how long do we have to continue fighting? Now there is already, we are negotiating, we have already signed some documents, so we should have some peace in our hearts and release. So we are asking, strongly requesting the government to start also complying with this article. Secondly, we also want IGAD to be neutral. They are pushing us, but they should also push the government. If the government is not complying, then they because this is already a violation, if they are not complying. And whoever is not complying should be dealt with, as the press release said, of reason when IGAD and the AU and the UN came out very clearly in the president that those who are violating should be sanctioned. So whoever is not complying should be sanctioned. So that's our call.
The deadline was supposed to be on the 7th, and you passed the deadline. Any reason as to why it took you so long to release these prisoners of war?
Yes, you know, first of all, we need to identify, to make sure we locate this, to identify the prisoners of war and locate their location to find where we can find them. It takes long. So we started identifying how many commanders have them, and the process started. That's why it started a little bit late. But we're in the process right now. We're already on top of it, if you can see. We have already done that so far. But government, I'm not done.